Sometimes a dam bursts, water flows out freely and floods the landscape. It was like that for me this morning. Suddenly, out of a blocked fund of imaginations, something happened that I don't really understand, except that the temptation and the to urgently try to capture where I'm at right now in the anticipation of going to Japan on Monday, it being Saturday today, something happened. And the only type of poetry I want to write at the moment are haikus, or haiku, I suppose. I'm not sure if there's such a word as haikus. And out came, does travel tempt you? Tantalizing temptation, come flying with me. And then I jotted down, that's the haiku, and then I jotted down a line which has seven syllables, to a land where haiku grow. I'm not sure where I'm going to use that line. But I'm preparing to give a talk, a speech, I suppose, a prepared speech, at a meeting this afternoon, which will have people from all parts of the world at it. And the theme of the meeting is all about Bhutan. I don't know anything about Bhutan, except I've seen somewhere that Bhutan is meant to be top of the world happiness league table, or close to it, because I think Finland might be right at the top. But there can't be that many people living in Bhutan, and I'm going to find out about Bhutan because somebody's going to speak about it, and that's great. Bhutan, Japan, well, there's something in the rhyme, but that didn't cross my mind until just now. Out tumbled five haiku, five of them, in 3 hours. All of them needed work. I'm not sure why I thought tantalizing temptation would do. I think I was more attracted by the alliteration than anything else. I'm not terribly pleased with that one. There's one about, there's two about cherry blossoms. There's one which refers to the green pheasant, which is the national bird of Japan. And there's one that names two cities that we're going to go to, Osaka and Kyoto. And I chained land of rising sun to warmth of rising sun, because it has in the first line cherry blossom buds. So here it is, cherry blossom buds, Osaka to Kyoto, warmth of rising sun. It'll be warmer in Japan than it is in Ireland, but as the sun rises, everything gets warmer and people often refer to land of rising sun. And apparently that term, land of the rising sun, predates the Second World War, predates the adoption of what used to be the Japanese flag. lots of things going around in my mind. Still haven't yet got my hands on the rough guide. And later today, this evening, is Claude's packing time. At least if it's done on Saturday, there's time on Sunday to amend it. Well, pack more things or take things away. I'd like to take as little as possible. And I guess in a kind of a way, this focus on writing haiku has something to do with packing as little as possible, as concise packing as possible into the trip. This is also part of an effort to produce a blog post, really, every day during the month of April. So I'm not really sure yet if I'm going to do a blog post about each of those haiku. That would get me a few in the bank. But we'll see now, Pod. Pomo. M for Mother. P for Paul. C for Charlie. Or I don't know who Charlie is. But there we are. Back to the studio.